Today we say hello to our listeners on KTLO in Mountain Home, Arkansas. Today's feature is all about a town in their area making a turnaround. Today's American Countryside, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com. You've heard me talking about our American Countryside trip to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. And you can still get great pricing on the adventure that includes Rome, Florence, and Venice. We'll see the Colosseum, the canals, rolling hills, and sprawling vineyards, and much more. Just click the link at AmericanCountryside.com for details, or give Colette Travel a call at 800-581-8942. That's 581-8942, and mention American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. You can still get great pricing, so don't wait. Join us today.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
The story of Calico Rock is perhaps like that of many other rural towns of about 1,000 people.
When you first came upon Calico Rock back in the 1960s and 70s, it was in its heyday, and all of the businesses, all the buildings had businesses in them.
Stephen Mitchell says that by the year 2000, that had changed.
So there was one business operating on Main Street. All of the other businesses, some 20 buildings, were completely closed. Most of them had been dilapidated to the point that the windows were cracked and were nearly falling out, only staying in for the force of habit.
Something had to be done. But what? A group of people began to organize in an attempt to turn around the town.
It's a slow process, and that's something that people have to be aware of at the beginning. It doesn't just happen overnight. For us, we focused on the arts and creative economy. And so the way we did that was we got together local artists that were in the area who had a skill, but not necessarily an outlet to sell their work.
None of those local artists could afford a building of their own, yet the town recognized their skills.
So we bought a building using a loan from our local community bank, and we began to turn it around.
Sounds great, but some of you are asking, who bought this building, and where did they come up with the money? The answers to those questions may surprise you. But it was a grassroots effort that could be duplicated by many across the nation. That part of the story is next time as we travel the countryside in Calico Rock, Arkansas. I'm Andrew McCrae.